Paul, after the couple days away from the rink and getting on the ice yesterday and again this morning, does it look like your club is recharged and ready to go for this trip?
Well, that gets answered tonight, but yesterday especially, we liked the practice. We had good pace, and everybody's eyes were on the board when we were doing our video, so it was a good reset for us to get back at it.
You've seen Colorado, obviously, a lot in your building this year. What do you expect in their building here tonight?
Well, a different look from them for sure. They've split their big lineup, so they'll run their bench a little bit different, but you know, the emotions that go with the fight that they're in, when you come off a win, you feel good, and you're ready for, you're excited about that next game. So we would expect early they'll be at their best. We're good.
Sorry, it's me ruining it again. How's video changed how teams deal with face-offs and preparation for face-offs and things of that
It would
nature?
Be like exactly the same as anything. You have access to every face-off that gets taken now for the most part, and you can compile them very quickly, so your pre-scout is so much more detailed about the tendencies of each player, and then the players don't have to necessarily wait to get to the rink to get it. They can see it on their phones. It's just just the impact of the change in video in all facets of the game would be the same.
There's still a feel element, especially for face-offs, because some nights maybe it's going well and other nights the guys
There is a feel to it. At the end of the year, though, the good ones come out above 50, and you know, you have good nights and bad nights like any part of your game, but overall it's a pretty good indicator, and some of it's just, you know, some hand skill. I mean, certainly determination and valuing the importance of the faceoff is important, but there's some skill involved too.
We hope to have Nick skate with the team every day that you guys are
correct.
Paul, as a coach, how do you sort of balance the lines have been good together for a long time versus maybe considering a change or whatever this time of year?
Yeah, we've talked about that an awful lot in the coach's office about where we would go next. So might have two cards on the bench tonight, so we have an idea of how we'd move things around. But so much of it is the game that's being played. The line that you didn't like last game, you might like an awful lot tonight, and you don't want to change more than you have to. So, but yeah, we're considering that now.
Beyond the rhythm break, coming back at it, usually what folks prioritize in that moment is kind of what's key for you going forward here. So with the stretch run coming down, what is the focus after the rhythm break to sort of guide this team for the rest of the week?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a heavy shift. There's parts of our game that we don't like right now, so we're focused on that. We don't think that that's a permanent thing, because we know that in different times of the year we've been really strong in those areas. So sometimes it's not an adjustment. Most adjustments that you make aren't a change. They're an adjustment back to the foundation of what you do.
With line circling, Paul, and you've done it occasionally with one or two guys, no major overhauls. Do you look at it as like a block of time where it's kind of like, yeah, we've seen enough? Or how do you sort of gauge things like that?
Is it working, right? So if you're going to put something together, you have an idea of what you're looking for from that line or a D pairing, and you're going to give it enough time to go. But, you know, moving one or two pieces around sometimes changes the entire lineup when they come off the bench, who they can play against, those kind of things. So, you know, we haven't moved around. Nicky was usually the guy that got moved. He's been on the lineup for, I don't know, a couple of years, so we haven't moved players around too much.
Do you get any sense, I've got to ask this because of the timing, and we're on the road.
So you guys get one trade question a week.
Make it a good one. I was late.
No, you're early, man. This is you.
For everybody.
Yeah.
But okay, it's going to make a good one. So everybody who got on the plane yesterday might not be the same group going home, which was different than last year. Is there any, you feel anything palpable from your group? Anybody talk about it? Do you?
We would never bring it up in the room. We wouldn't talk to it about players. It was very quiet. Everybody's aware of it, sure, and I'm sure they all read the rumors, have a pretty strong understanding that that's what they are. The difference between now and any other time is players are going to get moved, so it's a different kind of a rumor. So they know there's going to be some movement, but it may not affect your team.
In terms of your day-to-day communication with Kevin, does it increase this time of year?
No, just the context of what we're talking about changes. So we see each other every day and talk fairly regularly when we're not traveling together. Kevin travels a fair amount with the team, so just what we're talking about has changed.